It's Monday of the fifth week of Lent. It's Passiontide. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zolsdorf. The Roman station today is San Crisogono. Saint Chrysogonus was a soldier martyred near Aquileia during the time of the Emperor Diocletian. His cult developed very early in Rome, and his name is included in the Roman canon. His relics were brought to Rome along with those of St. Anastasia, whose name you also hear in the canon. The Station Church is probably one of the first churches built originally as a church, that is, it was not a development from a house church or a cemetery shrine. It was in an area near the great wharves of the city, so in the ancient world, you can imagine how it teemed with life and activity in shops and workers. The first church was built here in the 4th century. After several hundred years of use, the first building gave way to the new church, which was started in 1123. The Cosmatesque floor is one of the best that you can find in Rome, and it comes from that time, though much of the interior was redone in the Baroque period. The church is in the care of the Trinitarian Fathers. They were founded to ransom Christians from the Muslims, or else substitute themselves to win their freedom. In a little chapel here is the incorrupt body of Blessed Anna Maria Taigi, who died in 1837. The titular cardinal is Andrew Yeom Sul Jung. In the extraordinary form of the Roman Rite today, we hear in the first reading about Jonah, who preached repentance to the Ninevites. And the Ninevites listened to his message and did penance. They averted their destruction by penitence. In the Gospel reading, however, the Lord preaches and the people reject his message. Will we? When our Lord came to this earth, the Gospel says of him, He came unto his own, and his own received him not. He had to be born under the floor of the earth in a cave. One has to stoop to enter a cave, and the stoop is the stoop of humility. At the end of his life he was rejected by the earth again. The trees turned against him, the trees that he made, for they gave him a cross. The bowels of the earth turned against him, for they produced a hammer and nails. The roses blushed a deeper red, for from their branches came a crown of thorns. And the earth itself would not have his feet, so they raised him above it. As earth rejected him, so did the heavens. There was darkness over the earth for 3 hours. And the sun, which he had made as a symbol of himself, and as death and resurrection in daily life, now hid its light, almost as if ashamed to shed itself upon the crime of deicide. Fulton Sheen. The Collect from the Extraordinary Form. Oremus. Sanctifica quaesimus Domine nostra iunia, et cuntarum nobis indulgentiam propitius largire culparum. Let us pray, O Lord, we beseech you, make holy our fasting, and graciously lavish upon us forgiveness for all our sins. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.